God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1-2-8. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
And your eyes shall be like the eyes of an eagle, and they shall be fastened upon me and upon my word. Yea, and you shall go forth. You shall go forth to win many battles. You shall go forth to bring in a mighty harvest. You shall go forth clothed in my power and my ability, my strength. And the world shall look and they shall know. And they shall flock unto you. They shall flee from the false. They shall flee from the dead and the dying. And they shall come unto you. For there shall be life where you are at. There shall be life, and that more abundantly.
This is Brother Johnson, my friends. Will you flee from the false and help support tonight's program? It may be canceled without your help.
Why do you reject the riches of my word? Do you not know that the riches of this world will not save you in the day of calamity, saith the Lord? For my word shall be a fortress and a pavilion in the day of calamity, and your riches will not save you in that day. Do not strive for that which will be destroyed in these last days. But I say unto you, strive for that which is eternal, which is my word, saith the Lord. For my word shall endure even unto the end, saith God, and those that have rejected my word will not remain. So I say unto you, gather up that which does remain, that which is of me and acknowledges me, and build yourself a foundation. Build your life on that which is true, on that which is right, on that which is good, and on that which is pure. And you shall stand in the day of calamity, saith the Lord.
Now you may think I am hand-picking these, because this is a last program tonight, unless I get response. Let me assure you, I have hundreds of these, and they only go by the date and the person who gave the prophecy. I am just going in by the Spirit and taking what comes. Here is one that I'm going to pick out of mine.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing. The winds are now coming upon the east coast from the east, which is uncommon. And because they come from the east, they will become stronger and more devastating, says God. And upon all coasts of America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coasts of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
Please stay tuned for a new roundtable with Pastors Johnson, Evans, and Ralston, but first this. Welcome to what could be the last Wednesday night Signs International program for a while. I have been asking for weeks for response from listeners on the Wednesday night programs. I only had one caller the first Wednesday night program that aired. Since then, there have been no callers, no letters of support, nothing. And I want to share with you, it's a lot of work to produce and broadcast this radio program at this time, as I am doing four of them now every week, beginning on Mondays at 11 p.m., 3.185, then this program on Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, then an all-news program on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, followed by the fourth program on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. I am receiving responses on three of those programs, but not on tonight's program. As I said, I've only received one, and that was the first program that ever aired back a few months. So, if you do not want this to be the last Wednesday night program, call my 24-hour voicemail number right now. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Tell me your state, and that you really do want Wednesday nights to stay on. And if you can, tell me at the same time you are sending an offering of X amount to help Wednesday nights to continue. I need to know right now, tonight. There is no time to wait, as I intend to cancel the next program, which is Wednesday, February 4th. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Not only have offerings declined, but I could use a well-deserved rest. I don't know if you can understand that. This is very stressful. And if there are no calls tonight, I will take it as of the Lord to cancel Wednesdays and take that rest. I am very sorry, but this has to be done once in a while. It just happens that way because I will not go into debt, for that surely is not God. Wednesdays is a listener-supported program. Therefore, without listener support, it must be canceled. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Right now, tonight, it's your last chance. You can call during or after the program. That number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But call right away tonight. Don't wait. Also, there's only one line, so please, if you get a busy signal, keep trying to call. Call the next day, call Thursday, if you have to. But tell me it's for Wednesday night's program. The address to write with your Save Wednesday Night's Program offering is Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated NY13797, USA. That address and phone will repeat throughout tonight's last chance to save the Wednesday program. WWRB 3.185 is filling up, and I may not get this time slot back when I cancel. Now here is a recent roundtable with the Signs Ministers.
Praise God, and welcome to another roundtable with Pastor Evans, Pastor Alston, and Pastor Johnson. And we hope that you will enjoy what we have to discuss with you. Remember, this is the Bible Prophecy, News Behind the News, as we discuss these reports of world end times events. Now, Bible expert proclaims, Jesus is not God. Well, I got a reaction out of Pastor Evans with that one. Hallelujah. A national radio show discussing Bible truth took a heated turn on Christmas Eve, no less. This was December 2008, when a so-called biblical expert proclaimed that Jesus is not God. The Bible go-to guy, whoever he is, I didn't look it up, I was going to Google him and find out, but I forgot, and emphatically declared that Jesus is not really God. A stunned Joe Kovacs, author of Shocked by the Bible, immediately went to a strong scriptural defense of Jesus, in fact, being God, citing the very first verse of the Gospel of John in the New Testament. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he said, I take that to mean the Word was God. The Bible go-to guy responded, that was a misinterpretation, and it should have been written in the Bible this way. And the Word was from God. Jesus did not create the world, the Bible go-to guy says. The world was created through him, and that's a difference. I hope you guys are really listening closely now. This is stunning that the Bible guy does not know that Jesus is God. I'm more shocked than I was when I wrote Shocked by the Bible, Kovacs said. Well, we have our own version of Shocked by the Bible go-to guy said. Watchman comment here. I don't really know who this guy is, but I do know where he will go or where he will end up. Any comments, brethren? Brother Evans.
We get these things every now and then.
the Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons, you begin to see this. They want to lean on the Old Testament that there's only one God, and therefore because they don't understand the Old Testament, they get to the New Testament and they want to kind of take Jesus out someplace. I don't know what they want to make him, but if they go back to Genesis, the very first chapter, you can see Jesus right there.
That's right.
John, the first chapter that they're quoting here, again tells us that Jesus was the Word. And the Word was what? God. There's a three in one. And when they try to separate them totally, completely, that's when they run into problems.
Sort of like separating themselves from the gospel, amen? Brother Alston, one of the scriptures it also talks about in the book of John is that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory. Whether you're saying that the Word was God or the Word was from God, no matter what you want to say, if you know Scripture, that's talking about God. And Jesus is the Son of God. He's God the second person. God is three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all three are God. I'm just thinking to myself, I wonder, because if you have this person who is a Bible thumper and knows all about it and all of a sudden cannot see, I'm wondering if this person has a thing in their life, a sin in their life that they're not overcoming, and all of a sudden they're confused, so confused they just can't see the truth.
Well, I don't know what to tell you either, Mr. Bible-to-go guy. I hope you hear this. But I want you to know that in the end, I don't know how to explain it to you. Jesus is God, sir. Hallelujah. Pastor Evans.
You know, the Bible says that the name of Jesus, not God, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, whether it's in heaven, whether it's on earth, or whether it's below earth. The only person we can bow down to, according to the Bible, is God. So you can see there, Jesus is also God.
I can also add to that, too, that Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That puts him in equality with God the Father himself.
All I can say that I can add is I have this vision of Jesus returning, and he sure looks like God to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's my deliverer, Mr. Bible-to-go guy. I think your Bible-to-go got up and went. We can't quit in this one, Pastor Evans.
Somebody come to my house with a book on end time prophecy from a man that I know real well and used to respect. Remember, I said used to respect very highly. And in his book, he says that the bride is not us. There is no such thing as a bride of Christ because Christ is a male and some of us are male. Therefore, there is no bride. And I thought, what? Haven't you read your Bible?
All I know is it's fairly clear in the Bible that we are the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Did you ever read in your Bible, in heaven there is no male and female? I mean, we are the bride of Christ. Okay, let's move on then. Here's a kind of a sci-fi for you, gentlemen, if you're into sci-fi. Powerful solar storm could shut down the USA for months. A new study from the National Academy of Sciences outlines grim possibilities on Earth for a worst-case scenario solar storm. Damage to power grids and other communication systems could be catastrophic. The scientists conclude with effects leading to a potential loss of government control. Hallelujah, bring it on, brother, of the situation. When the sun is in the active phase of its 11-year cycle, it can unleash powerful magnetic storms that disable satellites, threaten astronaut safety, and even disrupt communication systems on Earth. The worst storms can knock out power grids by inducing currents that melt transformers. Modern power grids are so interconnected that a big space storm, the type expected to occur about once in a century, could cause a cascade of failures that could sweep across the United States, cutting power to 130 million people or more in this country alone, the new report concludes. Such widespread power outages, though expected to be a rare possibility, would affect other vital systems. Emergency services would be strained and command and control might be lost. Any comments? Pastor Evans.
When I hear you read that, it makes me think of two things. The Bible talks about a time like this, but also Russia and China has these laser beams that they can knock out all the satellites, all the electrical power, all the batteries and everything else. So it could be that, too. Scientists may just be reading it wrong and realizing the end is coming.
I don't know if they're realizing it, but they're starting to see it. Pastor Alston?
And at the same time, I also know that the signs that we see in ecology with the global warming and all the kind of things that are going on are also signs to us that, as I have heard it expressed, that God's lease on this earth is coming to a fast end. Just that alone ought to get people looking to the God who has created the heaven and the earth and looking for His salvation.
Amen. I'll not comment on that one because I want to move right to this next one, which is sort of interconnected, sci-fi related, but Bible related too. Mystery roar from faraway space is detected. As recently reported, one team of astronomers has found a strange cosmic noise that booms 6 times louder than expected. The roar is from the distant cosmos. Nobody knows what causes it. There is something new and interesting going on in the universe, said Alan Koga of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Now, before I give this to you, gentlemen, I want to read you a scripture that my helper, she didn't want her name, she just calls herself the Watchman Helper. This is the scripture that she gave for this report. Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 30 and 31. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter His voice from His holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon His habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Any comments concerning this roar from space? Could it be the roar of the Lord of the Lion of Judah? Pastor Evans is chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I love that one. I like the scripture verse she gave to you. And another scripture verse I want to quickly call your attention to. We go back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis. And God said, let there be. I believe God's creating that new heaven and earth, and they're hearing His loud voice as He shouts out, let there be!
Glory to God, Pastor Alston, let there be a Pastor Alston.
Yes, amen. The book of Psalms tells us that the voice of the Lord is mighty, and it has so many more things. And indeed, you know, these scientists and others, you know, who are hearing these mighty booms that are going on, the scripture also tells us that Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, I will come and open the door. I will come into him and sup with him. I really believe that the Lord is indeed knocking on the door of earth below and saying, let me come in. Let me come in for your salvation. To go along with what he's saying there and what I just said, scientists try to say that we come by the Big Bang. Well, God's creating a new heaven and earth for us, and that's a Big Bang.
Glory to God, Carl Sagan might actually be right, but in the end, instead of the beginning. And by the way, he's gone now, right? Yeah, I believe Sagan is gone. Yeah, he is. Okay. And therefore, I know he knows the truth now because he's probably not in heaven. Amen. All right, let's continue on. One last one so we don't go too long. The New World Religion Antichrist Spirits. Ooh, we probably will go long on this one. The body of Christ is facing the most horrendous, satanic, and demonic confrontation than at any other time in history. The apocalyptical one-world government and the new universal religion will soon step upon the world stage, revealing a new world. People will be rigidly controlled by demonic power and Big Brother. Dr. Holliday, in her new book, reveals the mysteries of the universal religion when she says this coming world demagogical system will appeal to the spiritual wishes of the bewitched masses, and the prophesied anti-Christian leader that will bring his own mystical, magical, universal religion, which is a harlot church called the Mystery of Babylon, complete with its false prophets and false gods. Now, before I turn this over, the word demagogue means a person who tries to stir up the people by appeals to emotion, prejudice, etc., in order to win them over quickly and gain power just as quickly. Is there a person today that might fit this description? Pastor Evans.
They call that the Antichrist. I believe it's Revelation chapter 16. When God is leading up to the Battle of Armageddon, He talks to the kings of the earth and the spirits, with an F, and the spirits. And these are the spirits that have been loosed. These are the evil spirits. Hey, they've already lost. You know, people think they win, but they've already lost. I mean, God's already told us the things that are going to take place. And we win. We win.
Pastor Ralston.
It's interesting to know that the peoples of the earth, for the majority's sake in any way, doesn't realize that the time is short. But I tell you what, the enemy knows, the devil knows, the Antichrist knows that the time is short. And so all of hell is going to be poured out, and it's going to be the anger of darkness that's going to be coming forth. But praise be the name of the Lord. Our God is going to stand up. And when he comes back to this earth, it talks about Armageddon in Revelation 16:16 and Revelation 19. Glory to God. The Savior Jesus Christ is going to come back with us, his saints, and is going to put down all the works of darkness forever and ever. Amen.
You know, the devil has always been a counterfeit. He's always counterfeiting the things of God, or trying to. And here they're telling us now, we're going to have a new spiritual heaven and earth. Well, the devil can't bring that forth, but I got news for the devil. After it's all over, there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and the devil will be in hell, never, never, never again to come out.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word says even the demons know more than most people in this world do, and they tremble. At least the demons have a little bit of sense to tremble at the name of God. Amen? These government officials don't have any sense at all, because they don't fear God at all. They run around up in that place up there in California, the Bohemian Grove, chasing owl spirits, a 70-foot owl behind their altar, and they don't fear the one that's bigger than the 70-foot owl. Glory to God. Any more comments before I close?
I only rejoice in the fact that all the idols that men have had on this earth are all going to come down, and the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ.
Praise God, glory to God. If you don't agree with that one, where are you? You're not in the same kingdom we are. Glory to God. And we thank you now for listening. The last day signs, the end times, they are here. Tune in again. God bless. Maranatha.
Now here is a repeat of what I said at the beginning of this program. Please listen. I have been struggling for a few weeks now with the necessity of having to announce this, but it must be done. Welcome to what could be the last Wednesday night Signs International program for a while. I have been asking for weeks for response from listeners on the Wednesday night programs. I only had one caller the first Wednesday night program that aired. Since then, there have been no callers, no letters of support, nothing. And I want to share with you, it's a lot of work to produce and broadcast this radio program at this time, as I am doing four of them now every week, beginning on Mondays at 11 p.m., 3.185, then this program on Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, then an all-news program on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, followed by the fourth program on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. I am receiving responses on three of those programs, but not on tonight's program. As I said, I've only received one, and that was the first program that ever aired back a few months. So, if you do not want this to be the last Wednesday night program, call my 24-hour voicemail number right now, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Tell me your state, and that you really do want Wednesday nights to stay on, and if you can, tell me at the same time you are sending an offering of X amount to help Wednesday nights to continue. I need to know right now, tonight. There is no time to wait, as I intend to cancel the next program, which is Wednesday, February 4th. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Not only have offerings declined, but I could use a well-deserved rest. I don't know if you can understand that. This is very stressful. And if there are no calls tonight, I will take it as of the Lord to cancel Wednesdays and take that rest. I am very sorry, but this has to be done once in a while. It just happens that way because I will not go into debt, for that surely is not God. Wednesdays is a listener-supported program. Therefore, without listener support, it must be canceled. Call 1-607-201-5663 right now, tonight. It's your last chance. You can call during or after the program. That number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But call right away tonight. Don't wait. Also, there's only one line, so please, if you get a busy signal, keep trying to call. Call the next day, call Thursday, if you have to. But tell me it's for Wednesday night's program. The address to write with your Save Wednesday night's program offering is Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. That address and phone will repeat throughout tonight's last chance to save the Wednesday program. WWRB 3.185 is filling up, and I may not get this time slot back when I cancel. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record anytime, 24-7, 365. That 24-hour voicemail number again is 1-607-201-5663. Call that number to save Wednesday nights and to let me know that you're sending an offering of X dollars. Or write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y 13797, USA. Thank you for listening, my friends. May you be awesomely blessed in these last days.
Come to the Lord now. Receive Him as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make Him the Lord of your life. Turn away from the wickedness and the sin of this world and come unto Him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next programs, Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and an All Prophecy News program a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Superstation WWRB 3.185. If you miss Thursday's news program, it is being repeated temporarily on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time because one person gave a special offering to do that temporarily for 2 months. Or you can listen again clearly with no shortwave interference on my website if you have Windows Media Player installed on your computer. It's really quite easy to do that. www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 programs and teachings to listen to there as MP3 audio files or download free now. neaiga.org. Until the next time that we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship, I salute you all in the love of Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, and all the signs ministers love you also. Maranatha, our friends. Watchman's ending, shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.